Every Louisiana gardener ought to have a few Louisiana irises in their landscape somewhere. Now, these are wonderful plants for boggy or even wet conditions. You can plant Louisiana irises along ponds and even down into shallow water, but they also perform beautifully in average garden beds and typical well-drained soil. Interestingly enough, this plant's natural growth habit involves going dormant in the summertime. If you want to transplant them, move them from one location to another, if you want to dig up your clumps and divide them, replant a few and plant some more in another location or share them with friends, August and September, despite the heat, these are the months that we need to get in full with Louisiana irises. So if you want to do some transplanting or you need to divide your Louisiana irises, maybe they've gotten a little crowded over the years and you want to thin them out some, think about doing that in the next few weeks. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.